Banking in the West, 1. Situation 1. Jiro Ito is visiting with his friend, Bob Jensen, a banker in New York. They are talking about the history of banking in the West.
I'm curious about the history of banking in the West, Bob. Can you tell me something about it? Well, Jiro, the earliest banks started in Babylon almost 4,000 years ago. They were really temples which collected deposits and made loans. That surprises me. I had always thought that banking started during the Renaissance in Europe. No, it was much earlier than that. Actually, private firms that handled deposits and loans, changed coins, and even arranged for credit transactions existed as early as the 6th century BC. Then, there were banks in ancient Greece and Rome, too? Yes, laws in both Greece and Rome recognized banks and many bank functions. It wasn't until the breakup of the Roman Empire and the decline in trade and commercial transactions that banking lost its previous importance. What about the laws against usury during the Middle Ages? Didn't such laws make it illegal to charge interest on loans? Yes, they did. But these laws were gradually changed during the 14th and 15th centuries, and banking functions started appearing again in Italy and Belgium, and later in France, Germany, and England. I see. So we can really say that banking restarted during the Renaissance.